And it's now time for your Daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Family man, father of the year, Ryan Reynolds, recently admitted to having his 7-year-old daughter record an explicit line referencing adult sexual acts for his Deadpool movie, saying that he made her practice it 70 to 500 times. That's what passes for parenting in Hollywood these days. And let's stay with Disney. The FCC is turning up the heat on the corporate activism. The new commissioner investigating whether the company is still pushing discriminatory DEI policies despite publicly scaling them back. The Trump administration continues dismantling the progressive infrastructure that corporate America built, with even Australian universities panicking after losing $600 million in American funding for gender ideology and Chinese partnerships. Meanwhile, at Columbia University, there's a new interim president who once dismissed congressional hearings on campus anti-Semitism as Capitol Hill nonsense. The new interim president takes over negotiations for $400 million in rescinded federal funds. Columbia apparently believes the solution to anti-Semitism is replacing one problematic leader with another. Some rare good news coming from Canada, where the Elizabeth Bagshaw Abortion Clinic in Vancouver announced it will close its doors for good in June after killing thousands of unborn babies annually for over 3 decades. And in stark contrast, a brave Canadian nurse just lost her livelihood for standing up against transgender ideology. Amy Hamm was fired without severance after 13 years of service for simply stating the biological reality that men are not women. The British Columbia Colleges of Nurses and Midwives found her guilty of unprofessional conduct. Unprofessional to believe biological reality when you're in the medical profession. That one is not computing for me. Back in America, Texas is tackling the intersection of welfare and personal responsibility with a bill prohibiting food stamps from being used on junk food. State Senator Mays Middleton introduced legislation banning SNAP recipients from purchasing sodas, chips, and candy with taxpayer dollars. The bill comes as federal data shows more than 20% of food stamps are spent on unhealthy items that contribute to obesity and chronic disease. Meanwhile, MIT Technology Review has published what can only be described as a horror story masquerading as scientific progress. An article advocating for the creation of human bodyoids, essentially growing human bodies without brains to harvest for organs in medical testing. That's what it is. The authors shamelessly propose the dystopian nightmare as an ethical way to revolutionize medicine. How much more evidence do you need that this is a bad idea? We've got Jurassic Park and Frankenstein to look back on. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.